Dr. Brand, today we're going to talk about commercial activity and how it impacts intercollegiate athletics. First question I have for you, are we concerned about how some schools, some athletics departments bring in their money?
Well, we're always concerned with that, but I think the context is critically important. Universities accrue funds from all sources, obviously tuition, you remember that from school.
Absolutely.
But also they accrue money from philanthropy, from federal grants and contracts. But they also have commercial relationships. For example, some universities will have a soft drink deal, not just for athletics, but for the university as a whole. They'll have naming rights for parts of the College of Business. They'll have equity positions in inventions sometimes started by their own faculty. They have a pretty clear idea of what they find acceptable to the mission and consistent with the mission of the university. That same set of principles carries over to athletics. We have to be careful about treating athletics separately from the way we treat the rest of the university. Commercialism is okay. Commercial activity undertaken by athletics departments is okay, provided that it fits within the mission of higher education.
Are there certain places schools should not partner with? Casinos, bars, tobacco companies?
Some schools, through the work of students, for example, the general student body, as well as trustees, have taken a principled position about being engaged, for example, in certain activities that they find unacceptable. For example, tobacco companies, certain corporations or companies that mistreat certain gender and issues, other kinds of abuses. So they do that as well. I think it isn't only that, though. It's the way the presentations are being made. So let me give you an example. It's okay in whatever way you want in a professional organization, such as a professional athletics team, to show to use the commercialism in a way that you think would be most impactful. Actually, it can spoil the game and misrepresent the university's relationship to athletics by overdoing it, being over enthusiastic in the presentation of certain commercial activity. So I think it isn't just the content of what is being advertised, but how it's being advertised as well. And I want to bring to the fore one very important point there. Professional athletes may endorse products in any way they like. They are professionals, and that's part of the way they make their livelihood. But we don't want student athletes to actually endorse the products that are being identified with any particular product, because they are not professionals, they're students, and they shouldn't be asked and shouldn't represent the university as asking for any kind of product endorsement. So there are ways in which we would do it, even if we're agreeable about what product should be endorsed.
Let's talk for a minute about the NCAA and the association as a whole. What kind of process does the NCAA go through with its corporate partners and champions?
We work directly with our media partners to identify key corporate partners. Let me take a specific example. Coca-Cola is a long-term corporate partner for us, and their message is one that we resonate well with in terms of the excitement of the games and youth's role in creating a very comfortable environment for the future. So I think when we get a proposed advertisement from Coca-Cola or any other corporate partner, we scan it to make sure that it meets our rules and regulations in the kind of presentation that's taking place. For example, that there are no endorsements required by any individual athletes. And so we scan it according to our rules and then report back to Coke, and if there's changes necessary to be made, we'll make them. By this time, of course, having worked with Coke for so long, they understand what our rules are, and so that rarely happens. But for every ad and every presentation and every image you see for our championship games, we do carefully scan it for those rules.
Can anyone become a partner or a corporate champion if there's enough money on the table?
No. No, there are some things that we won't agree to advertising. For example, hard liquor. There's no way in which we would agree to have a hard liquor advertiser as part of an NCAA championship. In fact, we don't even accept the kinds of commercials, whether we like the partner or not, that I think are abusive to gender issues. For example, portraying women in unflattering positions. We just won't do that.
Do our relationships have anything to do with the mission of higher education? Is that an important part when we look for our champions and partners?
It's not a requirement, but it's strictly encouraged. We want our corporate partners very much to represent what's good and important about higher education. So, for example, the Hartford, which is a corporate partner for us, has started a program to help student-athletes and other students better understand what their financial situation is and how to take advantage of that as they finish college. And it's been an educational opportunity. So Hartford, of course, has a reason to engage in this because they want to sell their products, financial products. But at the same time, they are also helping educate student-athletes and others about financial issues of a personal nature. So I think that's a really good example of bringing together some benefits for higher education and the student-athletes in particular with our corporate partners. They could have gone in a different direction, but they chose to go in a direction that's supportive of the mission, namely helping our student-athletes.
Well, Dr. Brand, as you very well know, we're in a new media world. We're here recording a podcast that's going to be posted on the AAZone blog. So in what ways does new media play to this issue?
New media plays the issue because it allows the student athletes and younger people, and I can say it because I'm an older person, to be able to get these messages and listen to the games and frankly connect with our corporate partners in ways that were not possible not too long ago. I mean, the fact that there are 25, maybe 100 different ways to get this content and get these messages out, and it allows choice by those who are listening or watching or texting these messages, I think is a very exciting part. And maybe we older guys will learn how to do it better in the future.
Well, thanks so much for giving us this education on commercial activity.
Thank you.